This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One part of the ongoing conflict in Ivory Coast is a group called the Young Patriots. They're a group of militants, mostly young, and mainly unemployed. In a divided nation, they support the government, and they are blamed for much of the violence in the government-controlled southern part of the country. They remain a significant group, even though the government just banned the kind of street demonstrations that the Young Patriots have been forming in the capital city. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports on a violent group and its leader.
During the riots in Abidjan last month, thousands of these young men took to the streets to demonstrate or protest in support of President Laurent Gbagbo. The target? Anyone and anything the Young Patriots consider his or their enemy. The head of the Young Patriots is called Charles Blegoudé, a 30-something one-time English major and student of politics. He used to wear T-shirts and his black cap flipped upwards. He's traded those for fancy suits and bodyguards now, but some things don't change, like Blegoudé's fast talk and rabble-rousing rhetoric. Like a human machine gun, he fires rapid volleys peppered with lyrical slang in long tirades directed at Ivory Coast's so-called enemies. Today, Blegoudé is berating cowardly African leaders, he says. The Young Patriots often meet at La Sorbonne. It's a market square turned open-air soapbox venue in Abidjan. Ivorian writer and commentator Venance Conan says the Young Patriots are the creation of and a useful political tool for President Gbagbo.
Sorbonne was created in the 90s. Jobless people used to gather and to discuss about everything, politics, philosophy, everything. But when Mr. Gbagbo came, he organized these people and gave them a status. And they are the fervent supporters of Mr. Gbagbo.
Conan blames these largely jobless and frustrated youths for the recent anti-foreigner riots in Abidjan. Thousands of expatriates fled Ivory Coast after an orgy of violence and looting in which the French acknowledged their troops shot 20 people. The Young Patriots say more than 60 people were killed and thousands more injured. But high school philosophy teacher and proud Young Patriot, Armand Belga, denies they were behind the unrest.
We are the freedom fighter, the real freedom fighter, non-violent. Our philosophy is from Martin Luther King. Yeah, we demonstrate with our hand. That's all.
Belga says Young Patriots preach a message of peace and freedom in Ivory Coast, and that infiltrators were responsible for last month's looting.
The damage we have seen, the destruction of goods and so on, it's not a patriot. No. We have a great philosophy. We have a great idea of us. We think that we are the future of Africa. We are the future of the world.
But commentator Venance Conan cautions that politicians in Ivory Coast, including President Gbagbo, have manipulated these young men, feeding them with the same venom that fueled the rebellion and civil war that split Ivory Coast in two. He warns that the Young Patriots have come to symbolize that negative image of their country and could become an uncontrollable force.
The Sorbonne is right now what I call the school of hatred. When you hear them spend the day, days and days, cultivating hatred in this place called La Sorbonne, teaching to our kids how to hate, it's very, very dangerous for this country.
Many concerned Ivorians look across the border at the chaos drugged, gun-toting young men caused in the savage wars in neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone. They hope the same won't happen to Ivory Coast. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.